Indie Nation listeners Lumpy and Jeff Norris in the Indie Nation newsroom with a few stories that, well, are for the dogs. From the Cleveland area Scene magazine, I quote, "Cops in a Cincinnati suburb charged 25-year-old Ryan Stevens with teasing a police pup. An officer was working a crash scene near a bar when he heard his faithful canine companion barking. He returned back to the car to investigate, only to find Stevens barking at the dog through the window of the cop car. The officer said the man seemed intoxicated and claimed that the dog started it. Bad dogging."
Speaking of going to the dogs, a 30-year-old man who has bit back after he was caught by a Phoenix police dog is suing the police department for the city of Glendale and Phoenix, Arizona. Eric Sullivan, the alleged criminal here, says that the dog violated his civil rights, can you believe this, by using excessive force to capture him after he ran away from officers during a burglary. The police said that Sullivan bit the dog back and injuring it. The lawsuit that is being filed is totaling over $450,000, between $200,000 at Glendale and $250,000 at the city of Phoenix. Sullivan also alleges that the Glendale police refused to give him insulin to treat his diabetes, and his attorney claims that he suffered from a seizure while in jail. Ironically enough, Sullivan is facing 8 years for conviction in the Glendale burglary. And you know what? I hate to say this, Mr. Sullivan, but a police dog is considered a police officer. You biting the police dog, you just committed assault against a uniformed police officer. So your bite is worse than your bark isn't an excuse, and because you're diabetic doesn't give you any right to bite a police dog. I hope that shepherd bit him right in the nuts.
Yeah, you gotta wonder, like, you know, so many stupid criminals, more or less, is all it boils down to. I like the defense that the dog
started. We're not talking Scooby-Doo. We're talking, you know, you're running from police and the dog took you down. Well, what if it was the human that took you down and they used their baton and knocked you upside the head? You're going to sue the baton manufacturer as well as the police?
Likely not much to damage in the head.
Apparently not. You can read more about this on KSL.com or AZCentral.com.
Yes. And like I said, you can also read my story over there at the Cleveland Scene magazine, which is one of my favorite sources for what I call blotter reports, which most people call blotter reports. But it's clevescene.com is where you can find out more about that. Barking dog started it, though. Remember that.
Get him. Wait, get him, blotter. Okay, well, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Don't bite me, man.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't bite me, dog.
What's up, dog? Okay, dog.
All right, enough on that.